Welcome to another broadcast from Brother Jim Shaw Ministries. If you'd like more information or sermons, visit www.brotherjimshaw.org. Please stay tuned to the end of the broadcast for more contact information. And now, here's Brother Jim Shaw.
You know, God gives us daily bread. And this communion isn't the bread that comes in the form of a wafer that you eat with your mouth. No, it's a bread that comes from above that gets in your soul and changes your heart. That's the true bread. God's words are spirit, not flesh. The flesh profiteth nothing. The bread of life that comes down from heaven is the communion bread that we are supposed to eat on a daily basis. It's what feeds us spiritually. It changes our heart. We become new creations in Christ through a spiritual conversion, nothing physical. You could go through all the physical baptisms, all the physical communions, all the physical confirmations, all the physical feast days, all the physical everything. It will not change your heart. It'll be a form of godliness. It'll look good. But unless there's a change in you, a commitment that surpasses your words and gets down into your soul, there's no conversion. It's just lip service. That's all it is. It's a show for the people around you. Many times, if you're involved in churches, you'll have to be baptized in every church you go to. You want to join? You got to be baptized. Well, you know what? Just like John the Baptist said, one comes after me. He said, I baptize with water, but one is going to come after me that's going to baptize you with the Holy Spirit and with fire. I like that baptism. I like that baptism. I want to be baptized with the Holy Spirit and with fire. And the fire is the trials of life that burn off the dross. You literally get washed by fire. Yes. Just like gold and silver, you mine it out of the ground, but you have to burn the junk off. And what are the fires of life? They're the trials of life. And what are we told in Peter and in James? That the trials of life are far more precious than silver or gold. Tough to stomach. Who likes a trial? But these trials in life, embrace them. Hit them head on. Don't hide from them. Stick your spiritual faith, your chest out and say, bring it. Because those are the things that are going to make you better. They're the things that are going to make you stronger. It's like going to the weight room, gang. You must have resistance to get stronger. And we're told to submit to God and resist the devil, and he will flee. So the submissiveness has to take place, and then get ready, because you're going to have some resistance. It's going to come, and it's not going to be comfortable, and it's not going to be nice. And you might have to go in your closet on your knees. Adulterer, don't give in. Turn from your wicked ways. Fornicator, don't give in. Turn from your wicked ways. If you're a thief, don't give in. Things overcome people. We call them kleptomaniacs, can't help from stealing. Pyromaniacs, can't help themselves from setting the whole doggone place on fire. What do you think's overcoming them? It's a spirit controlling you. Yes, you might say, I have no power over it. Yes, you do, but it's not of you. It's of the Lord Jesus Christ. Get on your knees. He will give it to you liberally, we're told. He'll give you wisdom. He'll give you the ability to escape. Of course, it's great having a friend. It's great having somebody pray over you. But you can also, if your heart is right, because Jesus Christ is knocking. He wants to come in. Get on your knees and yell out to Christ. Ask for deliverance. Deliverance is called getting set free. And Jesus Christ came to set captives free. Many people are under sexual captivity. They can't escape. The urge is so strong. We call it an urge. We call it an addiction. In the Word of God, it's called bondage. Bondage. You need to be delivered. But it's not some type of hocus pocus. The Word of God will deliver you. Renew your mind with truth. Jesus Christ came. He died on the cross. Yes, you have an enemy. He came to destroy the works of the devil. Get quiet. Yell out to Christ. He'll download his Holy Spirit right inside of you, for lack of other terms. And the next thing you know, he'll give you a conscience. And as you walk through this minefield of life, he'll direct your feet so you don't get blown up. Sure, the fight is going to be in the choice. Because once you choose Jesus and you want to escape it, here comes the temptation. You might have to fall on your knees. I don't know how far the Lord's going to take you. He took Jesus to the point of sweating blood. He took Jesus to the point of sweating blood in the garden. He said, if there's any way, let this cup pass. So if God the Father took his son, because I believe Jesus was God, but he was also flesh. That's the mystery. That's the miracle. He had to become flesh. The Word, who was always, who was forever, the Word became flesh. That's how the sacrifice was made. So I believe when that blood was sweating, he didn't use any of his godly abilities. He was all man, and he wanted out. But he was obedient to the point of death. Obedient to point of death. But let me give you a little mystery, because the Word of God is a mystery. It starts with a thought. Some sexual attack come in, some hopelessness come in, some greed come in, some worry come in. You got one split second to put up the shield of faith and say, no, in the name of Jesus, I cast that thought out. I know where you're coming from. You're a flaming missile from the evil one. That's what you are, thought. Get out. And you're trying to raise yourself against the Word of God. That's what we're told, to cast down every imagination and every high thing that exalts itself above the image, above the Word of God. So if the Lord says, live a pure life, a high thing is going to say, commit that adulterous act, stay in your fornication. If you're trying to stay out of greed, the thought's going to say, oh, I could, you know, rip somebody off on this deal or whatever it is. These are real things, gang, that happen to us all day long on some occasions. Yes. And we're warned about this. Since today is the day of salvation, today is the day you war. It's a fight. We win daily battles, but eventually it's to the end, because we have to endure to the end to be saved. Now, is it of you? No. But do you have a role? Yes. Now, what do I mean by that? What I mean by that is you would never have a conviction without the blood of Jesus Christ being on you. It took his death at the cross, something you and me could never do. So by knowing that, that keeps us humble. That reminds us we're not better than anybody else. This is all about what Jesus Christ did. But you, since you've been given that conviction, you've been given a crossroad. So now it's up to you. The football's been passed on to you. Jesus Christ has said, I have given you a way to escape. Choose you this day which you want to go. Now if you fall, get back up. Turn from your wicked ways. Get back up. I'm a firm believer that today's a brand new day. Get back up. But beware of willful sin, because willful sin will sneak up on you, gang. Willful sin could just sneak up. If you're continually deceived, and you give in, next thing you know, you're sinning willfully, and you don't even know it. You don't even know it. And all of a sudden, it does a 180. And this is how we have all these sins coming into the church. You scratch your head and say, how could this happen? How could this happen in the church of God? How could the man in the pulpit be a homosexual? How did this happen? When it's evident in the Word of God, that's a sign of somebody given over to a reprobate mind, and God has turned them over. And we turn them into shepherds. How crazy could this be? We're warned about this. We see this in the Old Testament. Let me read some of 2 Corinthians. Verse 4, chapter 6. For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, has shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels. That's what you are, gang. This is a treasure. What's the treasure? It's the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. Who's Jesus Christ? The Word. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. See, the power to overcome sin comes from above. Yes, it gives us the ability. We choose, now we can stay in the fight. You don't, it's not cold showers. It's not being a hermit. It's not memorizing Bible verses. It's going to be a miracle that you're set free. But God promises us that miracle. But he didn't say it would be easy. The word denial, the word resistance, the word endurance are not easy words. And this is Paul talking about his personal situation. We are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not despaired. We are persecuted, but not forsaken. We are cast down, but not destroyed. Always bearing about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our body. For we which live are always delivered unto death for Jesus' sake. Yes, you are delivered unto death every time you deny your flesh. You want to commit that sexual sin? You're going to have to die to it. You want to give into that greed or that anxiety? You're going to have to die to it. This is what he's talking about. You die to the flesh nature. You die to your human nature. And you might say, well, it's my child. I'm supposed to worry. I'm supposed to have anxiety. No, you aren't. Now, there's a legitimate concern, but you know where that ends. And you know where that turns into excessive worry and anxiety, which is nothing more than idol worship. You have to die to that. Even though you might say, your carnal mind might say, oh, well, this is, no, God, you don't understand. This is a real bad situation. Or no, God, you don't understand. This rotten blankety blank really did me dirty. No, it doesn't matter. You have to die to all of it and take on the mind of Christ. I'm not saying agree with anything. I'm not saying tolerate anything. And I'll never say compromise anything. But you know, personally, when the worry goes over into a different realm. You know personally when that look you give somebody might turn into lust. You know that. So this is when you're given the power of the Holy Spirit to overcome. And you can be a winner in Jesus. And this is good news. I'll read that again. For we which live are always delivered unto death for the sake of Jesus. For the life also of Jesus might be manifest in our mortal flesh. Yes, that's how you become a winner in Christ. The Lord even can control your body and your thoughts to not give in to your mortal flesh urges and wants when you take on Christ. Stay in the fight, gang. God bless you and amen.
You've been listening to Brother Jim Shaw Ministries. If you would like more information or sermons, we can be reached at www.brotherjimshaw.org. That's www.brotherjimshaw.org. Or write to P.O. Box 690492, Vero Beach, Florida. You can also call 717-451-9767. Again, 717-451-9767. Thanks for tuning in. And we'll see you again next time for another broadcast from Brother Jim Shaw Ministries. To view more messages on Brother Jim's YouTube page, please visit www.brotherjimshaw.org.